The last word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
Now, West Pub publicans are once again in limbo after the decision was made yesterday to defer the reopening of their premises for at least another 3 weeks with no guarantee that the restriction will be lifted then. We heard from Pádraig Cribben from the Vintners Association yesterday, who said any further delay would devastate the industry and could result in many of the rural pubs he represents going to the wall. A Green Party leader, Eamon Ryan, said today that he believes pubs will reopen this year and the focus has now shifted to a financial package for those who have to wait. But we want to ask if this one rule for all was the right move or if other localised solutions could have been adopted. Pádraig Tobin, Meath West TD and Aintu leader, I'll start with that very question. Do you think that they should have adopted some sort of a regional or county by county approach instead of telling all of the pubs around the country that they can't reopen next week?
Yeah, so first off, I believe that we do need to keep this disease obviously as low as possible around the country. We need to make sure that we, you know, keep foreign travel low, that we socially distance, that we wear masks, that we limit times in public places, etc. But I do believe that we're going to have to live with this illness for a long period of time into the future. And, you know, the truth of the matter is we need to make sure that where possible, we open up sections of our society. We know that there is a big difference in certain counties with regards to the incidence of this illness. So counties such as Cavan have 7 times the number of cases as Wexford. Kildare has 5 times the amount of cases as Waterford. There are other counties, for example, that haven't had a case at all over a week. The 45 cases that happened yesterday, 40 of them were in Dublin and Kildare. So there's no point in having exactly the same rules, I believe, for counties with a high incidence of this illness than for counties where the illness hasn't reoccurred at all for maybe a week or so. We also know that pubs are very different places. Some pubs are massive, some have beer gardens, some places make it very easy to socially distance. We also know in Dublin, for example, that pubs and restaurants were allowed to put seating onto the street. And I believe that that could be done in towns and villages in the country, you know, in partnership with the Gardaí and the county councils. So there are solutions for some places, and it's just frustrating to see so many good businesses, you know, close for 5 months, not able to make a living in real economic crisis. And yes, it doesn't make sense that they're closed. I took a walk along the Royal Canal with my family there about a week ago in the countryside in a place called the Hill of Down. There's a pub there with a long beer garden stretching along the banks of the canal. Each of the tables is 4 metres apart, yet this pub is closed. And yet you can go to a town where a pub is serving food and you can sit in a smaller environment, in an indoor environment, and you can eat a meal. It's not a logical outcome with regards what needs to happen in local areas.
Okay, hold that thought, Pather, because I want to bring in Professor Eoin de Barra, infectious disease expert and senior lecturer at the Department of International Health and Tropical Medicine at the RCSI. And you might be able to shed some light on the difference between a pub that serves a toasty for €9 being okay for people to go into and being okay to be open for business, and those that don't, particularly as Pather mentioned a moment ago, those larger pubs out in the countryside. Do you think that the government was right to adopt this one-size-fits-all approach?
Hello, Frank. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, I think this is very difficult, and I think it's hard to say what's specifically different from wet pub to dry pub. But with all things in an epidemic and with public health in mind, what we need is a clear definition that's easy to apply as we test through phases and test through the systems. So I presume that that's been the rationale with this. It's an easy thing to define because those are different pubs by their licensing. So it allows us to sort of have a test and see. And a lot of this is each country is having a slightly different response to the epidemic because of the human behavior is different within that environment or within that jurisdiction. I absolutely agree. This has been a very different disease from urban Dublin experience to rural areas. And one approach would be to regionalize this and to say this is different in different areas. But with that, that comes the need then to sort of say, well, how are we going to reduce or police the movement from one area to another, that people will just cross county lines to access something differently? So it's all about how human behavior will flow from the implementation. And unfortunately, with public health interventions, you need something that's very broad and clear for people, although you can argue about the rationale underlying it. It just needs to be clear.
Yeah, that's the rub, isn't it, Padraig Tobin? As Professor Dabara has mentioned there, I mean, you're not suggesting that we close the borders if we go, you know, if we look at a county by county. I mean, how would you see that actually working?
Yeah, I suppose the first objective is to keep people safe. There's absolutely no doubt about that. But the second objective has to make sure that people can earn a living too. And, you know, there's a massive side effect to this whole disease outside of the disease itself. And, you know, from across all of society, we could actually be looking at, you know, increased levels of death in hospitals in non-COVID situations and maybe even higher than the number of deaths that are happening because of COVID itself, because services are closing down. We also know that if this society is not able to function economically in the future, that's going to lead to a lower ability to fund the health service and to fund key services for much of society as well. We also know that we have a precedent with regards to counties before. You know, there was at a different state of the lockdown, people were told not to leave their counties. So, you know, I do understand things have to be clear and obvious to people, but people are not stupid either. People can work out understand rules around these issues too. And I'm just taken by the fact that the WHO themselves have said that, you know, it is possible to tackle this virus on a geographic regional basis. And, you know, the WHO, Mike Ryan, said it is a difficult thing to do, but it could be done on a county-by-province basis. And I also believe that we need to have some level of flexibility and common sense. And the idea that you can have a pub in the centre of Dublin City or in the centre of Kildare that's serving a sandwich with very high rates of COVID, and yet in counties with that haven't had a case of COVID at all in the space of maybe the last 7 or 8 days, which have far greater space to facilitate people to be able to have a pint for 90 minutes and then leave, there's a common sense element there as well. Mm. You know, you could have a situation where the Gardaí or the county council or even the health service were to inspect certain pubs to see would they be able to function within socially distanced rules or not. And, you know, in those cases, I think we need to be looking at living with this illness into the future.
And on that point, living with the virus, Professor Eoin Dabara, I might ask you about this. I mean, the reason the government decided in the end to take this cautious approach is because of the numbers. They've been looking at the numbers. The 5-day average of COVID-19 confirmed cases is now over 45, having been as low as 6.4 in the last week of July. But surely the more we open up the economy, you know, we're going to see that increase in confirmed cases. And isn't that just what Padraig Tobin has mentioned? That's living with the virus, learning to live with the virus, and that's one of the unfortunate side effects. Thankfully, the level of fatalities has been low.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. We're probably, we need to decide as a nation, are we really going to try for elimination and the zero document, or are we going to say we've got to work out how we live with this? And I think trying to eliminate it from the island is going to be a Herculean task. And I think in terms of living with it, it's about learning as we go along. And, you know, we didn't know about this a year ago, and we're still learning about it in this jurisdiction. So I think the decision at the moment is how many steps you make at one time and to interpret the effect of each change. And clearly with schools coming up and those wider opening, the difficult decision of government is which step to take to have the systems in place to be able to have eyes on the virus and to respond to the inevitable clusters that will occur, to be able to respond and close off transmission. Whereas if we do the pubs and schools and numerous things at one time, it's very difficult to see where things have happened. You know, I thus far there haven't been large transmissions reported to pubs, so that's a positive thing. And I think doing it too quickly and having it go backwards could be a real backward step for pubs all across the country. So I hopefully the publicans across the country can take, you know, some solace in the fact that doing this in a stepwise and not mixing up different steps at one time, which might make it very difficult to interpret the effect.
Yeah.
And it's really, we're testing each time we're doing something new, opening something else, we're testing those structures and systems across the country in terms of public health infrastructure, testing infrastructure, contact tracing infrastructure. Because if we accept it's going to be there, it's how quickly people can respond to that. And finally, on the sort of severe and mortality bit, well, that bit remains that we do know that it takes time for those cases to manifest in any society. That, you know, thankfully 90%+ of people who get this have a mild illness. But we do know that a significant number of people become very ill and overwhelm hospital resources. But that lags maybe 4 to 6 weeks after we see those mild community cases.
Yeah.
So hence the anxiety, and hence the anxiety in hospitals across the country in preparing their plans, worrying and being prepared for things to change. And I think at any given time, this can change.
Okay, look, nothing we're going to have to, unfortunately, virus. Professor Owen DeBarra, we're going to have to leave it there. And Pada Tobin before him.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Listen live, on air, from 4:30 weekdays on Today FM.